And then also, I think you had a question on the capacity side for the countries. It's interesting because I think a lot of the funding currently in the blockchain world, especially around when you look at capacity and policy, has a massive sort of like flip into policy. And I think one of the critical things ONTAD can also, support in is actually moving some of that, funding purely into developing capacity for regulators, because regulators need a lot of knowledge in this space to truly understand, what it is that they have to do based on the context of their economy and also based on the context of what is happening in the context of their infrastructure. Because there's multiple different layers of context that you have to take into consideration, not just saying that. So, and then the second part is also capacity development for youth in these emerging markets, because that's also where we don't really see a lot of the commercial value of this technology, because we don't build foundational solutions. So if you think about all the protocols, which are over 100 that exist, none of them truly that successful has come out of Africa. And so if you quantify the economic value of those protocols to all the different countries, and then if you now look at the consumption of the asset built on those protocols, most of it comes from Africa consuming those assets. So which means if you're not a producer in the economy, which means you need talent to be able to go and produce, and you need some funding. So there has to be an intentional approach to also to truly decentralize, what we say, blockchain is. Then there has to be protocols that come out of other economies, that is not just the US or Europe or some parts of Asia. So, and I think a lot of, funding has to go into developing talent in capacity that are capable of building this infrastructure. I mean, lastly, also, if you look at a lot of all the protocols that exist from, Hashgraph, Cardano, Algorand, all of them, nobody has an R&D center in almost any country in Africa, like a proper R&D center, not a token project and not a token human infrastructure, because that's also how you build. So if there's true interest in a lot of the projects to really pass on, transfer knowledge, then they must also build R&D centers that actually employ young African youth to develop the core IPs of these protocols as well. So that's some of the things that we are trying to solve. So we train blockchain developers, and then we also try to encourage this protocol to say, listen, you must invest properly in the market that is giving you a massive transaction value. And governments as well should now also make that part of the, legal framework. If you do want to exist in our ecosystem, you should also support the ecosystem. Thank you.